But he must have lived a long time over there. Because I was down there, worked in that plant about a year. And there's more down there than anybody I ever seen.
Where's that?
They're down here in Texas County. You know, they had a big defense plant down there. Well, I went down there. Every paper I'd pick up, I didn't have to go down there. I had lots of cattle and everything. But every paper I'd pick up, well, the boys over there, the Germans are killing them out, and they ain't got ammunition. And I went down there. When I signed in, I went out on the ramp there one night. And I walked all night, and nobody told me what to do. I went back three nights. And he couldn't get them all lined in, you know. And one night I went to him, and I said, Mister, I ain't down here to make money. I just come down here to make bullets or something for the boy. And if she ain't got anything for me to do, I'll go home in the morning if you've got plenty of men. And he said, just wait a minute. I'll find you a job. And he went over there and got me a... Let's see, I believe he signed me up to a paper job that night. I put papers out to put those big bullets in, you know, paper container. And then I got in, they fixing these reject shells, you know. They take me up to the bay up there, and I worked in a house that's about 16 inches through all around. Nobody in there but me fixing them rejects, you know, setting them screws, building them up to where they'd shoot. If they rejected one out there, they'd send it back, and I had to fix that shit. I had to school, they schooled me on that, you know.
Boy, that's a dangerous job.
Yes, dangerous. And one night, we had a foreman down there. He was a foreman over the whole plant, and he'd step about, he was taller than you are, and he'd step about first from you there to step, and everybody hated him. But I didn't know him, and he didn't either. One night he come along by, and he peeped in there at me and looked. And I said, oh, come in here. I ain't going to let one go off. And he turned around and started to go, and I said, tell you, you want to get to look? And he kind of made him mad. He stepped about four or five steps, and back he come walking like a bull, you know. And he said, give me some of that bitch in the backer. I had it packaged in. We didn't have any pockets, you know, just straps on there. We'd carry that beech nut. And he said, give me some of that beech nut. And when I gave it to him, he just turned around and he come just walking, stepping along the way he wanted. And I said, well, he wanted to get mad, but he had better sense than I thought to tell him something about it. The next night I was busy. I was just busy as a cat. I had about three skids of them shelters, 55 shelters and skids, and I was about three skids behind. And he come up and peeped over my shoulder, and I said, how you getting along? I said, say, am I fixing this right? And he said, hell, how do I know? He said, I tell you what I want you to do. You come go with me. And I said, no, 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 I can do this. And yeah, but he said, I said, you come go with me. And so I knew he was lying for him. And then I just tagged out after him. No, I couldn't keep up with him. Down there. He went plumb down to loading dock where the loaded shells, you know. And every skid, everything down there was full of shells from one end to the other. And he said, I'll tell you what I want you to do now. He said, he pulled up a bench over there by the door. He said, you sit right here in the cool and said, don't you let when them two skids goes in there and kicks down, don't you let in there nothing go through that door. They'd got a man hurt, run over one of them kids, a ball bearing, and they was ball bearing and loaded with 30 boxes of them shells. You couldn't stop one. And he said, don't you let any one of them go through that door. You slow them down, if the skids is in there, the limb comes out. And I said, is that all? And he said, down there by me. And he said, now it's easy, and you just sit here and watch. And I said, all you got to do is that sort's coming. You just slow him down. And them kicks, when they pull theirs up and come out, well, they didn't go in. And then the other, and then on the other.